Now more with Frank Gaffney.
We're back. It's a great pleasure to say, joined as we have the privilege of being basically every week by Bill Gertz, one of the best national security reporters of our time, currently the senior editor at the Washington Free Beacon and the prize-winning columnist of the Inside the Ring column at the Washington Times, the author of seven, count them, seven best-selling books, including the most recent, IWAR, War and Peace in the Information Age. Bill has been massively contributing to our understanding of some of the challenges of our time, and it's always a pleasure to have him with us to discuss them. Bill, welcome back.
Hi, Frank. Good to be on the program.
I'm particularly grateful to you for the reporting that you did on a very important memo written by a friend and colleague of mine, Rich Higgins, warning President Trump of really political warfare being waged against him. The upshot of that memo was Rich Higgins, of course, was fired by H.R. McMaster. Tell us a little bit about the memo and what this says about General McMaster and his leadership as the National Security Advisor of the President.
Yeah, this was a very significant disclosure because Rich Higgins, for a long time, headed a special unit at the Pentagon that was in charge of irregular warfare, all of these things that deal with unconventional conflict, and notably political warfare. And he basically outlined in great detail how the opponents of President Trump are using political warfare to undermine and delegitimize his administration. Higgins, again, outlined in very great detail how the political left was using tactics designed to undermine an elected president and really basically try and drive him from office. And the controversy arose when the NSC was conducting a hunt for leaks, trying to find out who was providing information to a guy named Mike Cernovich. And they came across this memo in Higgins' computer. And it was Rick Waddell, the deputy national security advisor, and the lawyers at the NSC staff. And my own view is that they used the memo as a political tactic to get rid of Higgins because they disagreed with his thesis and his outline in this memo. They argued that it was something that the NSC should not be doing. And clearly it's something that this is the most important element of national security and the National Security Council is to look at these types of irregular warfare issues. And Higgins should be commended rather than fired as he was.
Yeah. And specifically to your point, Bill, this is the job, presumably, of a strategist at the National Security Council. It is outrageous that he was terminated. And I think, in my view at least, speaks to why H.R. McMaster, the man who ultimately was responsible for this action, is unfit to serve in that job on top of a host of other problems. Let me turn to a couple of other things that you've been writing on, Bill, that are very important as well. China, of course, has been much in the news lately, not least because President Trump has undertaken some rather small, really, but important nonetheless, preliminary steps towards pushing back on economic warfare that, as his chief strategist, Steve Bannon, pointed out this week, is very much what China is waging against us. What's going on there, and how significant is it that we're now beginning to take this seriously?
Yeah, this is a very good sign. I've been covering the China threat issue for decades. It's clear to me that the Trump administration is finally recognizing that the real threat faced by the United States comes from China. This was made clear to me in an interview I did last month in Aspen with the CIA director when I asked him what he thought was the greatest threat. And he weighed all the various threats from the Islamic State to Russia and concluded that, in effect, it really is China. And I think we're starting to see policies related to that, and the most important of which was a trade action that called for the U.S. trade representative to conduct an investigation into the theft of American intellectual property by Chinese state entities in China. So all of these companies that are doing business in China, Trump has ordered what was called a 301 investigation. That's based on the Trade Act of 1974, the section of that act which says that if American companies overseas are being disadvantaged and attacked, basically, that this investigation should look at measures to mitigate those attacks or retaliate against them. And that's what's going on right now with the action. It was not easily done. There was some fighting within the administration. There were some who opposed it. It was delayed for a week, and then finally they went public with it, which is a very good sign in my view.
Yeah, I agree with you. There's also evidence that we're pushing back a bit on the Chinese in the South China Sea. Bill, talk a little bit about that and its significance as you see it strategically.
This was a column I did for Asia Times, which looked at stepping up of freedom of navigation operations, which are being done on a much different policy. Under the Obama administration, they had almost completely halted these freedom of navigation operations based on State Department pro-China officials who did not want to upset China. And this caused some really strategic damage, by undermining the ability of nations in the world to use this strategic waterway of the South China Sea. Some $5 trillion in trade passes annually. And the Chinese are engaged in a slow process of trying to take control of the sea, declaring it their lake and not international waters. And so far, the Trump administration has conducted three freedom of navigation operations. They were real operations. They went within 12 miles of disputed reefs that China is claiming, not only claiming, but is militarizing with short-range missiles. And so this is another positive step. Another one is that we're sending an aircraft carrier to Vietnam. This is, again, in the South China Sea. It's going to be a major step. It won't happen for a while, but it was announced recently that they had agreed to do it.
Bill, at the same time, the Chinese are engaged in economic warfare against us. Make no mistake about it. They are militarizing the South China Sea. They are also engaged in an influence operation, apparently, at Harvard University. What's up with that?
Yeah, this was my latest Inside the Ring column in the Washington Times this week, where I discussed a letter that was written by a former Pentagon official, former intelligence guy named Anders Kor. And he, in great detail, outlined how Harvard was the recipient of two donations, one for $10 million from a company in China that's linked to the Chinese military. And then the second one was a $350 million donation from a real estate magnate in Hong Kong, who also has extensive ties to Beijing. And Kor was making the point that this is not in the U.S. national security interest. It's clear that this is part of an influence operation to target one of the most significant universities in the United States, obviously. Someone online pointed out to me that another reason for these donations might be the fact that the current Chinese leader, Xi Jinping, his daughter attends Harvard. So clearly the Chinese are targeting Harvard in a bid to try and influence this important leadership producing university.
Yeah, we've seen this done by the Saudi prince Al-Walid bin Talal on a more modest scale, but I think you're absolutely right, Bill, as is Anders Kor, for raising the alarm that this is the kind of activity that does indeed translate, particularly over time, into influence in and impact on many of the future leaders of our country who will pass through the doors of that ivory tower. It is a worrying development, to say the least. And again, I thank you, Bill, for raising the alarm about these kinds of issues and helping connect a lot of dots, which is something you do better than just about anybody at the Washington Free Beacon and the Washington Times, and of course with us each week. Thank you so much for coming back and doing that. And we didn't get to North Korea, but I look forward to doing that with you next week. In the meantime, stay well, my friend. And we will be talking next with Matt Brodsky about the latest on Iran and how we can extricate ourselves from the Obama bomb deal. That and more straight ahead.
to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.